Joining me now on the KRDO Newsline at 4:36, ABC's Mark Remillard. Thank you so much for joining us, Mark. We know the Biden administration set to focus on max vaccinations for his first 100 days in office.
Yeah, that's right. He says that controlling the virus is his number one concern as president. And so he is tonight going to be laying out a plan about how he intends to do that, but also how he intends to prop up the economy while trying to do that as well. So ahead of that, just a little while ago, they released a very long 7,700 words outlining their plan. So it's quite comprehensive in the way that it looks. And so tonight, obviously, we'll learn more from Biden himself. But this plan includes everything from calls for nationwide community vaccination sites, reopening schools within his first 100 days, $1,400 stimulus checks, money for unemployment benefits and extended unemployment benefits, as well as states. So a lot of different angles to this. Now, whether or not this is the remedy that we need remains to be seen. And it also comes with a $1.9 trillion price tag.
And all of this amidst a ever-divided nation as well, not only politically, but when it comes to beliefs surrounding COVID as well. So not exactly an easy road to toe trying to get so much done within that first 100-day mark.
No, not at all. And, you know, certainly I will say, at least for credit for Biden and the fact that he recognizes it's going to be difficult. He's said as much himself that he knows this is not going to be easy. You know, there was an AP article today that quoted a health official as saying Biden's biggest challenge may be winning over the hearts and minds of people, because certainly, according to health officials, still, even as vaccinations are starting to ramp up, the mask wearing and social distancing remains the best tool for knocking back the virus. But Biden is entering his administration and his term in office at a time of historic division, but also a time where there are a lot of skeptical Americans about this kind of about masks, about social distancing, and even just people who are COVID fatigued. They're tired of hearing about it. So how does Biden bridge that? So that's what they were getting at here. Is perhaps his greatest challenge may not be getting a bill like this passed, may not be getting the logistics down to speed up vaccinations. It might be just getting people to follow what he wants to do. That is going to be challenging in such a historically divided nation.
Exactly. I mean, you hit the nail on the head when it comes to COVID fatigue. I mean, there's only so many ways you can say to wear a mask, wash your hands, and stay 6 feet apart from people. But how can he actually do that, especially now that there are so many more people very concerned, cautious about if the federal government even has the authority to issue a nationwide mask mandate when so many states have mask mandates and people aren't exactly following through?
Yeah, it's going to be a big challenge, no question. And that's part of the challenge that we've seen this whole time with the vaccination program, all the way going back to early in the pandemic with various lockdown orders and various differences in the way states handled, you know, their mitigation tactics, from wearing masks or mask mandates to, you know, should one state allows indoor dining and the state next to it says no dining in restaurants at all. We have 50 different states with 50 different plans, but that's the way our country works. And so that's the hard part here, is how much within that framework can Biden maneuver and work to remedy some of these very just longstanding ways that our country works. It's going to be extraordinarily difficult for him to do. But I think one thing that will be different from Biden than what we saw from Trump is the guy at the top, the president, is going to have a different message for this. Biden clearly has a different sense of urgency with COVID-19 as opposed to President Trump. At least in his messaging, Biden, as I said, has said that this is his number one concern coming into office. Compare that to President Trump earlier on in the pandemic, where he said it was just going to go away, it's going to disappear, it's like the flu. He was rarely seen in public with a mask on. So I think these are some of the ways that it's different. Whether or not that's going to remedy the divisions and the skepticism and the fatigue, you know, I'll let you be the judge of that, and we can see how that pans out. But I just think that at least one thing that we can probably pretty assuredly say is there might be a very different message that we see coming out of the White House about this. Whether or not that fixes it is the big question.
Exactly, and we should be hearing the first part of how that message will be going. Those remarks from President-elect Biden set for just under an hour from now, so we'll definitely be paying attention to that. ABC's Mark Remler, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Afternoon News, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. KRDO News Time is coming up on 4:42. We have another check of traffic and weather together in about 3 minutes right here on KRDO News Radio.